Our first guest this hour is Ed Davis, who has just written a book called The Art of Listening. He's applied a lifetime's insight working in hospitality and customer service, as well as his practice of yoga and meditation, into outlining both the significance and the practice of good listening skills. And listening in on the phone line from Melbourne, Ed joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for taking the time to join us. Now, firstly, what prompted you to write this book?
I started the book in lockdown one in Melbourne. We didn't know that we were going to go through a series of lockdowns, and the negative messaging we were getting from politicians, bureaucracy, from media, I just thought we need to take control of the way we do listen and who we listen to.
Do you think that's become harder, or is this something that perhaps we've struggled for a lot longer than we realise?
I think so. I think it is a longer period. It was only highlighted during the pandemic. However, I think because we're, as individuals, we're continually bombarded with messaging that may not be helpful or resonate with us individually. So the gentle art of listening was something that was started in 2020. I finished it toward the end of last year. I had a hiatus, and I think because of lockdowns and the separation, I think that we have from our friends and family. So then I got on the bike, and I decided to really get stuck into this and finish it.
Now, you mentioned that you have lived and worked around the world in the book. Do people listen differently in different cultures?
I think they do. I have something in the book about engaging with people that may be communicating in a foreign language, or if English is not the prime language. They may struggle. So the gentle way of engaging with everyone is to look in their eyes. That gives you an idea if you are engaging. But I think it can be a better world if we just take some time to actively listen to the people around us.
Well, what's the difference between hearing someone and listening to them?
Hearing is a physical function. It's one of our great senses, hearing. Listening is something we can't control. We can be a passive listener, or we can be an active listener. It really depends on the subject and where the message is coming from. So we have got the ability to take control of that, and we can filter out the messaging that that doesn't resonate with us. So we've got the ability to take greater control over how we do listen.
And you mentioned also that you're a regular practitioner of yoga and meditation. Is there a physical aspect of listening that perhaps we sort of forget or overlook?
I believe so. I think one thing that I have learned from meditation and yoga is that you can listen to your body. I think we don't do enough of that. We don't listen to ourselves. When we do that, we can become far better people. And meditation is something I think we all practice in some degree, whether it's looking up in at the sky or closing our mind and getting in touch with our inner self.
So what are your other tips then on how to become a better listener?
I think we can. I guess, firstly, I don't think there are bad listeners. Sometimes there are bad communicators. So it's not necessarily a bad listener. If people talking at us or to us have got a jumbled message, it's very difficult to understand where they are coming from. I think we have got the ability to concentrate on what we do listen to, and when we do that, we do become better listeners. Being conscious of our speaking and listening ratio is I think very valuable. I think we can all resonate, we all know someone that just talks at us and doesn't listen. And sometimes that can be, quite boring. It really becomes self-defeating to an extent.
Are there other, steps that you would recommend on becoming a stronger listener? Are there practices that you can do, a bit like meditation or yoga?
Yes, I believe so. I think I've got something in the book there about key words. It really is aimed at students, but understanding what the key words may be in the context of a project that they may be engaged in. So understanding what the keywords are and the relevance to those keywords. I'll give you an example. An astronaut was talking about travel to the moon. And quite clearly, he was coming from an academic position, not an emotional one. So understanding where people are coming from and what their background is important to understand what the messaging is.
Okay, now for anyone who's interested in finding out more about those differences between hearing and listening or how to improve their own listening skills, where can they go and get your advice?
It's on the book, The Gentle Art of Listening, it's on Booktopia, Amazon, I think, and Angus and Robertson, all online. I'd be happy to... I do have copies myself, so if someone wanted a copy, I'd be happy to help them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning and for your insights.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. I do appreciate it.
And that was Ed Davis, author of The Art of Listening, published by Balboa Press and available now.